HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Pearly Everlasting, a novel, by Tammy Armstrong. Read by Jean Ann Douglas. For all the bear whisperers who keep the faith, despite the odds, this is for you. There either is or is not. That's the way things are. The color of the day. The way it felt to be a child. The feeling of salt water on your sunburnt legs. Sometimes the water is yellow, sometimes it's red. But what color it may be in memory depends on the day. I'm not going to tell the story of the way it happened. I'm going to tell it the way I remember it. Charles Dickens. First, New Brunswick, 1918. What do I remember first? Maybe sleet, stuttering against the lean cabin's two small panes of glass. Sometimes from the east, sometimes from the west. Or the wood fire sawing through the deep winter months, overheating and furring our room with oily pine cone dust and the punky kindling scooped out from the rotten hearts of stumps. Or the creak of red cedars, their crowns tangled up in storms, in that overly possessive way trees have of pressing in too close. Or maybe the spat of rain on the splint shingle roof, spruce, green, pliable, flipped bark side down to varnish and keep the waters out. Or maybe the coyotes, howling their serenades, harrying deer, while wide-throated owls hooted from the bowy, wind-eaten wilderness, unafraid to meet their own echoing replies. Maybe it's a bit of all these far reaches that shaped me while I slept my first months away, deep inside a wicker basket, beneath a moose-skin throw. He was there then, too, my brother, Bruno, curled up against my spine, his pale snout tucked under my chin, one of his long clawed paws always resting against my ribs. A howl when the wind picked up. Some might still talk about us down in the valley. I suppose we've become another story to swap between radio shows on wintering nights. But I've been up here on Greenlaw Mountain so long now, I'm not sure I'd even recognize me and my brother Bruno. I do know, if I believe the other stories, shortly after I was born in Lumber Camp 33, strange things began to happen that would suggest my life would not follow a traditional path. First, I was born with long nails, the good sort for grubbing in stumps and digging sleep holes. Each night, Mama trimmed them while I slept, and each morning, she'd find them back, yellowed and sickled and stronger than the day before. This happened for the first month of my life, and then my nails grew in again like any baby should. The second thing that happened was a tramp from the outside, calling himself a jeteur de sorts, a spell thrower, came into camp hoping to predict futures and collect some coins. Though he had no money, Mama invited him into our lean cabin and offered him a pannikin of tea. He peered into the little wicker basket where I slept and said, "This one here, with hands like a groundhog, she'll see some things in her life." He leaned in closer to study me some more. "Sure as rain, she'll see that Jack in the dark, face to face." Mama had snatched me up and held me tight. Jack in the dark was just something the woodsmen talked about when shadows caught at the corners of their eyes. A many-pointed flicker, a howl when the wind picked up, making the woods itch. They had a saying for him, too. "He's in the trees. He's in the ground. He's in the wind. He's all around." He was a creature felt more than seen, who could leap the sling of a ridge or skim a rising river or bring strange things to your door. Touched by the devil, riding his bone horse home, he had no business with the newly born. "Everyone knows," Mama said as she sent the tramp away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?